Irwin, St. Helena, California, January 26, 1906. Elder Irwin, my dear brother, I have received your letter. I read it last night at 10:30. I was restless during the first part of the night, and at 10 o'clock stepped into my office room to relieve myself of the strain of trying to sleep and being unable to. I saw your letter, in the place where the letters that come for me at night are always put, and read it. That started me on a train of thought. I was planning about the sanitarium in Tacoma Park, but I thought, what good would it do if I should write out my plans? I have written and said that the sanitarium should not be left till the last, but should be erected at once. I have said that it should not be a large, expensive building, and that it should stand at a sufficient distance from the school buildings. I have said that the building should be of moderate size. Months ago, I sent the light that I had received in regard to the sanitarium, that its erection should be begun at once, and that we must not plan for one large building, but put up a building conveniently planned for the care of the sick, and then plan for cottages to be used in connection with it. These cottages should be far enough away from the main building so that should it be necessary to care for those having contagious diseases, this could be done without imperiling the lives of those in the sanitarium or the school. The best thing to be done now, as far as I can see, is to begin at once to put up the building. Erect a moderate-sized building, using the money that you have. There are necessities to be met in the South. Keep in operation the raising of means for the Washington Sanitarium without making a public call through the papers. I do not think that $50,000 would be any too much to expend on the sanitarium, to put up and equip the buildings that will be needed. I am disappointed that there is so little means left for the sanitarium, but there should be no further delay. A beginning on the institution should certainly be made at once. Use the money that you have, and go as far as you can. This is the way we had to do in purchasing the Loma Linda property. If we move wisely, we shall soon have matters so arranged with regard to that property that it will not be so hard to make the payments. Several are saying that they will sell the property that they have and invest the proceeds in the institution. One elderly person has put $5,000 in the sanitarium, and another has put in $3,000, with the understanding that they will have a home in the institution while they live. At Loma Linda, a building in which to manufacture foods is needed, and also a building for the helpers. The Lord has helped us thus far, and He will help us in the future. I think that this is all I can write today. One thing is certain, you should make a beginning on the sanitarium building, and then let faith and works unite in the effort. Begin with the money you have, and then work and pray and believe. There should be more than one building, and the buildings should not be close together. There should be one building for very sick patients, and one for those who are not so sick, who will not be disturbed by a little noise. Two buildings will get more sunshine than one larger building would. That which I have said over and over again regarding the necessity of erecting the sanitarium building has seemed to have little influence. I trust that this will have more influence, and that work on the institution will soon be begun. I sent letters to Brother Hughes of Keene to give to Willie if he were still there. You may read these if you choose. I have not heard a word recently from Battle Creek. Those there are silent as far as news is concerned. Professor Tenney writes me from Graysville that Dr. Kellogg would like to have him go to Battle Creek and take a position in the school there. But Brother Tenney would like to start a school in a building in Georgia, which can be rented for very advantageous terms. He would like to have his brother, who is now in Battle Creek, unite with him in carrying on a school in this building. He thinks that perhaps he could get his brother away from the influence at Battle Creek. But I have no light for him on this question. Your sister in Christ.